A short while ago, we spoke to writer and filmmaker Neil Jordan, a friend and musical collaborator on his films Michael Collins and The Butcher Boy.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say, really. It's just tragic, but not inevitable at all. That's the thing that upsets me, you know, really. I would have liked to have seen what work she could do when she got through all of her troubles and she came out the other side, you know. And I would have liked to, I'm sure she could have done extraordinary things, had extraordinary thoughts, you know, when she got through this turbulent period in her life, but that wasn't to be. So it's, I think half her work was over, really. Only half of it, you know. She died far too young.
Can we go back? Can you remember the first time you met her?
Yes, I can, actually. I was making a movie with Sean Penn, actually, in Vancouver. And she had done that video, the first video she did that made her so famous. And he said he wanted to have dinner with her. So, you know, I called her up. I said, look, this guy Sean Penn wants to have dinner with you. And it didn't happen. But when I came to Dublin, I met her. And, you know, we became friends, really, you know. And I stayed in contact with her through many, many years.
You worked with her on a number of movies, and one of those was The Butcher Boy.
Yeah. I had to cast the Virgin Mary. And Sinead, just having been anointed into the priesthood, I thought she'd be perfect to play that role because her face had that, you know, that kind of statuesque simplicity that all those statues we remember when we were kids had, you know. And she said yes immediately, and she did it very beautifully and very simply.
You also worked with her on the film Michael Collins.
Yeah, I was working with a great composer, Elliot Goldenthal, and I wanted her to sing She Moves to the Fair for the very end of the movie. And, you know, she had this extraordinary ability to reinterpret any genre of music that she came to, you know. And when she sang that, the first thing Elliot said to me was that she's got no vibrato whatsoever in her voice, you know. And so it had this extraordinary effect. She was a great singer, really. And I was kind of privileged to have her do that, really. She was one of the most amazing voices that I've ever come across.
You weren't the only person to use her voice, to use her music in films. Going right back to very early years with her, when her music was used in Nightmare on Elm Street 4 and right throughout her career. Oh. What was it about her voice, her music, that lent itself to the drama of movies?
Well, first of all, she was quite popular. Second of all, she had this extraordinary voice, you know. And I remember when she sang the version of the Prince song, which she actually came to hate. Yeah, but she did this leap from one octave to another, you know. And I can't sing it because I'm not a singer. Nothing, you know. She jumped way up suddenly, and I said to her, "Sinead, where did you get that from?" And she said, "From Irish music, from traditional Shannon's singing, you know." You know, she was remarkably intelligent and remarkably artistic and always made these extraordinary leaps that most of us don't do, you know. So that's why I would have loved to see more of her work. You know, the last time I met her, she'd played to me a song that she had just composed called No Veteran Dies Alone, and which she had done with David Holmes. It hadn't been released yet, and it was the most extraordinary pop ballad. That's one of the best things she had ever done, I think.
Your relationship continued throughout the years.
Well, I've known her on and off. You know, I'm godfather to her youngest child. I knew her through various ups and downs. I'd meet her. You know, our paths would cross, and we never fell out. And it was difficult not to fall out with Sinead at some stage, you know. But, even when she fell out with people, she often get back into loving them again, you know. So, we, you know, she was a big person in my life, yes.
When did you see her last?
I saw her last about a month ago. She had rented a little cottage in Dalkey, and I was walking down there, and she was sitting outside the bench of this tiny little cottage smoking a cigarette. And all these tourists were passing by. None of them had a clue who she was. So we sat down, had a cup of coffee, and talked about music, you know.
How was
and
she?
I thought, she was great. She was great. And then she moved to Brixton and sent me a few texts saying she had left, as she called it, Direland, you know. And, you know, I just wish she was still around, that's all, really.
How will you remember her, Neil?
Well, I remember her humour, I think, you know, and her mischievous face. And, you know, maybe fame kind of lacerated her a bit too much, you know. It's almost like she wanted to destroy this beautiful figure, face, everything that she had, you know. But she never actually destroyed her voice, really, which is great in the end.
It's filmmaker Neil Jordan speaking to us a short time ago.